ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये रामादिमूर्तिसुकला नियमेन तिष्ठन् नानावतारम् अकरोद् भुवनेषु किन्तु कृष्णस्वयं समभवत् परमः पुमांजो गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे थैंक यू हरे कृष्णा Hare Krishna. So Ramayana has how many chapters? How many khandas? Seven. And we have covered how many so far? Four, right? Balakanda, then Ayodhya Kanda, then Aranya Kanda, and then Kishkindha Kanda. So yesterday we covered two of those chapters, Aranya Kanda and Kishkindha Kanda. Today we are going to discuss about Sundar Kanda. The Sundar Kanda is a very important chapter. Because Sundar Kanda, from Sundar Kanda we get to hear the glory of Hanuman. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleased when his devotees are glorified. And in order to glorify the devotees of the Lord, we have to practically understand and appreciate the glory of the devotees of the Lord. So, yesterday we discussed up to that they came to the bank of the ocean. And from Sampati, do you all remember who was Sampati? Who is Sampati? Very good. Sampati was Jatayu's brother. And from Sampati they got to know about how Sita was kidnapped by Ravan. And Sampati, who had a vision that could see up to 800 miles. How far can we see? Maybe 80 yards, 80 meters. No, actually we can see up to the horizon, and the horizon is 14 kilometers. So one can see, not very clearly. Clearly we may be able to see only about 60, 70 meters. Well, that also depends how sharp is your vision. If it is 20-20, then you can see. In India, of course, we measure it as 6x6, the vision. Then you can see maybe up to few meters. But Sampati could see clearly up to 800 miles. So, and Sampati actually told them that he saw Ravan's kingdom, Ravan's capital. And he also reported to them that Sita has been kidnapped by Ravan. So then they came to the bank of the ocean and they saw the vast ocean. And they could know, they could understand that from Sampati they got to know that Lanka was 100 yojanas away from there. So 100 yojanas is like 800 miles. And so they considered how to go there to find Sita. Because they have to jump across the ocean to go to Lanka. And different monkeys mentioned about their abilities. And then Jambavan actually mentioned that yes, one person can do it quite easily. And who is that? That is Hanuman. And Jambavan described Hanuman's glory, that he was such a powerful personality, the son of Pavan Dev, who was specially blessed by Lord Brahma and Indra and all the demigods. And so then Hanuman now prepared to jump. Now, in order to jump, to make such a leap, he had to have a proper springboard, proper. So he selected Mahendra Mountain. So he went on top of Mahendra Mountain, and so he prepared to make his jump. And before that, he offered his obeisances to Lord Brahma, to Indra, to Vayu, his father, Ramchandra. And in this way, he prepared himself. So this actually, by reading Vedic scripture, we get to understand one thing very clearly, that how to show proper respects to the superiors, even to the demigods. Because they are, they have the power to control, and with their blessings we can accomplish things very easily. And before jumping, Hanuman declared either he would bring Sita back or he would uproot the entire city of Lanka, and along with Ravan he will bring Lanka to Sri Ramchandra. He said, I have the power to do that. And we can see that Hanuman's declaration of this was not a vain, it was not vain, it was, Hanuman was capable of doing that. We would see that very soon. That is what has been described in the Sundar Kanda. So then Hanuman, when Hanuman took the leap, this Mahendra Mountain went down. The thrust of his leap was so powerful that even the mountain sank and it crushed. All the trees were flown into the space, and the flowers from the trees started to fall as if they were showering flowers to declare the success and glory of Hanuman. Then when Hanuman was jumping across, it was 800 miles that he is actually taking the leap. Now, ocean god suggested to Mainak, there is a mountain that was under the ocean, and he suggested that the Mainak rises up in order to make some arrangement for Hanuman to take some rest. But when the mountain rose above the ocean, Hanuman felt that this is going to be an impediment. So Hanuman pushed the mountain down. So at that time, Mainak actually announced that it was the arrangement of the ocean god that, so then in order to show respect to Mainak, Hanuman just touched him by his hand, that touched the tip of the mountain. Then all the demigods and Gandharvas and Kinnaras, all the celestial beings were watching Hanuman perform this wonderful feat. So then the demigods approached Suresha. Suresha is one of the daughters of Daksha, and he was the mother of the Nagas. So they requested to check, to test Hanuman's prowess. And Hanuman's actual strength, they wanted to test. So then Suresha assumed the form of a terrible looking Rakshasi. And then she appeared in front of Hanuman. And so seeing her, Hanuman told her to move out of his way because he is doing an errand for Lord Ramchandra. But the Rakshasi, Suresha in the form of a Rakshasi, she declared that from Brahma she received a benediction that whoever comes on her way, she can devour him, she can eat him up. So now that he came on her way, so she is going to swallow him up. So when Hanuman saw that she is not going to listen to some sweet words, so then Hanuman expanded himself. She opened her mouth, huge mouth, to devour Hanuman. But Hanuman expanded himself to even bigger than her mouth. Then she expanded her mouth even larger. Hanuman became even larger. And in this way, there was a competition going on. And then Suresha reached her limit that she could extend her mouth. So at that time, Hanuman just reduced himself to the size of a thumb and entered into her mouth and just came out and said, okay, I fulfilled your condition, the boon that you received from Brahma, that you can be, you can eat anyone, you can swallow anybody that comes on your way. So now please get out, step aside. And then Suresha assumed her original form and declared that she was actually testing Hanuman on the bidding of the demigods. Then Hanuman is flying through. Then all of a sudden Hanuman felt that he can't move anymore. And he started to wonder what happened. At first he thought that he became so exhausted that he doesn't have any strength to move any further. But then Hanuman realized that there was a Rakshasi called Singhika who had the potency to grab somebody just by holding onto his shadow. So when Hanuman was flying, the Singhika grabbed Hanuman's shadow that fell on the ocean, and by doing that, she actually stopped Hanuman from moving any further. And then she also wanted to devour Hanuman. And Hanuman also expanded himself. And then finally, this time, Hanuman also reduced himself to a small size, entered into her body, and then with his sharp talons, sharp nails, he actually cut the heart of Singhika to pieces. And in this way he killed Singhika, and Singhika dropped dead, and Hanuman came out, piercing her body. Hanuman came out, and then assuming his normal form, Hanuman descended. From a distance Hanuman saw the shore of Lanka, and then he landed on Trikuta mountain. On the northern part of Lanka there was a mountain called Trikuta Mountain. So Hanuman landed there. And he observed the city of Lanka, and he could see that it's such a beautiful city. It was covered by moats filled with lotuses, and there were drawbridges on the moat to give protection. And Lanka's protection was actually very wonderful. It was, first of all, it was an island surrounded by ocean. And then there were mountains. And there was forests. And then there was these artificial moats, the water body surrounding the city. And then the city was made of gold. The houses, they were made of gold. And very beautiful palaces. And those palaces were guarded by the Rakshasas. And from a distance he could actually see the opulence of that city. And Hanuman waited for the sun to set. Then at night, when it became dark, Hanuman, assuming a smaller form, the size of a cat, Hanuman climbed the wall. He jumped across the wall. And as he landed, the hideous looking Rakshasi just came in front of him. And he said, "Who are you? Get out of here." And Hanuman asked her, "Who are you? Get out of my way." And this Rakshasi told that she is the protector of Lanka, city of Lanka. She is the personified Lanka city. And she said that this is no place for monkeys. You won't be, I'll kill you. You get out of here before I kill you. So Hanuman also get angry. He said, "No, I am not going to listen to you. Who are you? I came on my own accord. And I will leave this place on my own accord. No one tells me what I should do or what I should not do." So when Hanuman spoke like that, that Rakshasi, that Lanka personified, the city of Lanka personified, slapped Hanuman on the face. And Hanuman became so angry with that, with his left fist, he slapped on her face. Although because she was a woman, Hanuman did not hit her very hard, but still she just started reeling and she fell practically unconscious. Then she got up and told Hanuman that long time ago, Brahma told me that when a monkey will defeat you, then you will realize the end of Lanka has appeared. So she said that now I can understand that Ravan's days are now numbered. So then she said, "Please feel free to go wherever you want. I'm not going to stop you." So then Hanuman started to look for Sita. Then he came to Ravan's palace. He could recognize that that was Ravan's palace because that palace was the most gorgeous of all the palaces. And that place was guarded by 100,000 Rakshasa soldiers. So Hanuman started to wonder, how is he going to go in? So Hanuman had the mystic power. He could expand himself into a gigantic form, or he could also contract himself into a tiny little form. So Hanuman shrunk himself to a small form and entered into the palace. And there he saw the huge, beautiful halls. And then finally he came to the bedroom of Ravan, and he found that there were many extremely beautiful women. And Ravan was lying in their midst. And he started to look for Sita. And then he came across Ravan's principal wife, Mandodari. And when he saw Mandodari lying on her bed, Hanuman thought that this was Sita. So in excitement, he started to clap his hands. And he climbed the pillars up and down a few times, and thinking that he finally discovered Sita. But then it occurred to him that Sita will not surrender herself to anyone other than Ram. She will not dress up in a fancy way, wearing beautiful ornaments. Sita won't do that. So thinking that, he left the palace. And then roaming around for a while, Ravan then came across a garden, a beautiful garden. And he thought he would just rest for a while or check it out. So he climbed up a very tall tree. And then all of a sudden he noticed that in the middle of the garden there was a temple built on 1,000 pillars. And in front of the temple he saw a beautiful woman who is guarded by the Rakshashis, many, many Rakshashis. And this woman looked as a personified pathos. And she was wearing just one piece of cloth, dirty and worn out. But her brilliance, in spite of all her emaciated form, but she was so brilliant. So he felt that this must be Sita. So he came close to her and climbed up one Ashoka tree, and from there he was watching. And then he noticed that this woman, this lady, was just sitting there shedding tears while the Rakshashis were trying to terrify her, and some were even telling her to surrender to Ravan or they will cut her into pieces. And now this way the morning started, the day broke, the sun rose, and as soon as Ravan got up, he immediately thought of Sita. Ravan was always obsessed with Sita. And he immediately decided to come to Ashoka Grove, where Sita was spending her days, where Sita was in captivity actually. So Ravan came surrounded by many beautiful women. They were carrying different articles of Ravan's pleasure and worship. And when Sita saw Ravan coming, he just covered herself completely. I mean, covered herself with her sari more. And then when Ravan came close, she just put a straw between her and Ravan. There was no way she could actually create this separation. Like generally, this is an indication that she didn't want to deal with him. So put a straw to create that divider, that I don't want to deal with you. So Ravan came and told her, why are you covering your beautiful body like this? Like, and he started to flatter her with pleasing words in order to win her over. But Sita was completely disgusted with his behavior. So she, although she was afraid that this person has come to torment her, but at the same time she spoke with full anger and venom that you are speaking like this, you are bragging yourself so much only because Ram is not here. If you are really such a brave person, why did you have to kidnap me when he was absent? If you are really that brave, then why didn't he have the courage to confront him, face him? You are bragging that you are such a powerful personality, you are so opulent, you are so famous, but where is all your glory when you are kidnapping me? Like you did it like a thief. And you did steal somebody's wealth. And I belong to Ram and I do not know anybody else. So when Sita spoke like that, Ravan became very, very angry. Hissing like a serpent, he declared that I gave you 1 year to submit to me. 10 months have gone by. Just another 2 months I'm giving you. If you do not surrender to me by that time, my cook is going to cut your body to pieces and serve me as my breakfast. Saying that, and at that time Mandodari told Ravan, why are you wasting your time? You have so many beautiful women, why don't you enjoy with them? Why have you got to persuade this personality when she is completely against that idea? And she, in this way, she pacified Ravan and said, please come with us. And she took Ravan away from there. So at that time, Hanuman was watching all that. And after Ravana left, Ravan actually ordered the Rakshasis who were guarding Sita to convince Sita by hook or by crook to surrender to her. So all the Rakshasis, some of the Rakshasis were trying to persuade Sita, some of the Rakshasis were trying to frighten Sita, and some of the Rakshasis were showing the sharp weapons and was about to hit her. And Hanuman felt great distress seeing Sita in that condition, and he felt that this is Ram's wife. This is Ram's wife. She is not going to surrender to anyone else. but Lord Ram himself. When Ravan was there, Sita actually told Ravan that Ram is an elephant, mighty elephant, and you are only a rabbit in front of him. And she also told Ravan that she could burn Ravan to ashes with her mystic power, with the power of her asceticism. But she didn't do that because that would be a disgrace to Ram, that people will say that Ram couldn't save his wife. His wife had to defend herself. So that's why she is waiting for Ram to come and rescue her, killing Ravan. And she said that actually no one can kidnap Ram's wife. It is only the arrangement of destiny that made me an instrument for your death. So in this way, Sita just spoke so courageously. Then Hanuman saw, after a while, when the Rakshasis became tired and they fell asleep, so then Hanuman just came to Sita. And Hanuman didn't know what to do because he was afraid that if Sita saw him and became frightened and she would scream, then all the Rakshasis would wake up and there will be trouble. So he started to wonder what to do. And then he started to recite a poem, singing the glory of Lord Ramchandra, saying that Ram is the son of the best of the Ikshaku dynasty, King Dasarath. And due to his stepmother's deceitful arrangement, he was exiled to the forest. And in the forest, he was giving protection to all the sages and the ascetics from the onslaught of the Rakshasas. Ram actually came to give protection to his devotees and the annihilate the demons. And by the arrangement of Providence, Ram's wife had been stolen by the vicious king Ravan. And hearing, Sita just looked up and he saw a monkey. So she at first thought that maybe she was dreaming. But then she felt that ever since she has been separated from Ram, she didn't sleep for a moment. Therefore, there is no question of dreaming. And then she looked up and the monkey came closer and he said that he was a messenger from Ram. Just by hearing Ram's name, Sita felt so consoled and pacified. So Sita asked, "Who are you?" And Hanuman gave his identity. He told about everything, how he is the son of Vayu and Anjana, and Sugriv is his master, and how Ram made friends with Sugriv, and then Sugriv agreed to help Ram rescue Sita, and Sugriv sent different messengers to different directions, and Hanuman came this direction, And Hanuman is so happy now that he found Sita. And Sita also started telling her story. So while there was Hanuman was speaking, he just, out of excitement, he came close to Sita, inched forward to Sita. And all of a sudden Sita noticed it, and Sita just started up, jumped up with a start, and said, "You must be Ravan in disguise. Get out of here. I don't want to speak to you." And then Hanuman, in order to prove that he was actually Ram's messenger, he said, he showed him the ring that Ram gave him. When different messengers, different monkeys were sent to different directions, and Hanuman, under the leadership of Angad, was coming to south, Ram had a feeling that Hanuman would be able to bring the message of Sita. Hanuman will be able to find Sita. So Ram gave him his own ring with his name inscribed in it. And he told him that, "Show this to Sita." So Hanuman took this opportunity and showed the ring to Sita. And he told how Ram gave it to him. And Sita became somewhat pacified by seeing that ring of Ram and trusted Hanuman. And then Sita told Hanuman that Ravan gave her only 2 more months and to make up her mind. And if Ram did not come, then she would give up her body, she would give up her life. And so at that time Hanuman proposed that, "Look, I can carry you on my back across the ocean." So Sita laughed, saying, because Hanuman reduced his form, he says, "A small monkey like you, how are you going to carry me?" Then Hanuman felt insulted. So then he showed his gigantic form. So Sita said, "Yes, I can believe you that you can carry me back, but I'm not going to touch anybody else. I'm not going to touch anyone but Ram." And then Sita told Hanuman one story. Sita told Hanuman that, "Please tell Ram to come back because I am waiting for him only." And Sita told Hanuman to tell Ram that when they were in Chitrakoot, once a crow, when Sita was, Ram was lying on with his head on Sita's lap, a crow came and pecked onto Sita's breast. Sita woke up with a start, and Ram also woke up, and he saw that Sita was bleeding. And Ram also saw the crow that was perched on a tree. So Ram took a kusha grass, and by chanting mantra, he turned that kusha grass into a brahmastra, and he released it to the crow. This crow was actually Indra's son, Jayanta. And seeing that, he came at his feet, fell at Ram's feet, begging forgiveness. Ram told, since Brahmastra has been released, it is not going to stop. But it won't kill you, but it will take away one of your eyes. And Sita told Hanuman to tell Ram that just for a, because an insignificant crow had done this to me, Ram reacted in such a way. Now, Ravan has kidnapped Sita, and why Ram is not doing anything? Saying that, she started to shed tears. Then Hanuman pacified her, said, don't worry, Ram didn't know where you are. That's why Ram couldn't come. Now that we found out, I'm just going to go and give the message, give the news to Ram, and he'll positively come and rescue you. Don't worry. And then Hanuman took leave from Sita to leave from Lanka to go back to Ram. But before leaving, Hanuman thought of creating some mischief. And also cause fear in the hearts of the Rakshasas. And so Hanuman just started to destroy the garden. This Ashoka garden, Ashoka grove, was very dear to Ravan. This was his most favorite garden. So, knowing that, Hanuman just started to destroy the garden. He destroyed the entire garden except the area where Sita was. And all the guards and Rakshas tried to stop him, but Hanuman in no time killed them all. And the news reached Ravan that a monkey is causing so much distress, so much damage. So then Ravan ordered his 80,000 soldiers to deal with the monkey. Big number, but Hanuman is so powerful. And also, you remember yesterday I mentioned one of the boons that Hanuman received from Brahma when he was just soon after his birth, that no one will be able to defeat Hanuman. And not only that, Brahmastra wouldn't work on him. Even Brahmastra won't work with on Hanuman. So Hanuman just destroyed that 80,000 soldiers that Ravana sent. Then Ravana sent his general and chief minister, Prahastha's very powerful son, Jambumali, and with soldiers, thousands of soldiers. Now Jambumali came and confronted Hanuman. The long battle took place, but Hanuman killed all his soldiers and killed Jambumali also. Then Ravan sent seven other sons of his chief minister. What happened to them? Hanuman wiped them out also. This news was coming back to Ravan that just one monkey is doing that. And Ravan was becoming more and more desperate. So then he looked at his young son, Aksha. And just by his father's glance, the boy could understand what his father wanted. So he just got up and went to confront Hanuman. And after a long battle, the son of Ravana was also killed. Then finally Ravan sent Indrajit. Now Indrajit is Ravan's eldest son, from Mandodari. He was so powerful that he defeated Indra. took him into captivity. And he tied him up in Lanka and brought him to Lanka. And finally Brahma came and released him, giving Indrajit some very, very special boons. And like Indrajit also got the boon that he wouldn't be defeated after performing certain sacrifice. And anyway, so, and Indrajit also had Brahmastra. So Indrajit came and he fought with Hanuman, and he could see that this monkey is undefeatable. So Indrajit finally decided to release Brahmastra, not to kill him, but to bind him. And so Hanuman, because it was Brahmastra, to show respect to Brahmastra, Hanuman allowed Brahmastra to bind him. And when he was in this condition, Indrajit could actually see that Hanuman was feigning as if he has been bound. But actually he was not bound. But Hanuman in the meantime thought that let me become bound and let them take me to Ravan because I want to see what he is like. So Hanuman, they then carried Hanuman to Ravan. And Ravan asked who he was. So Hanuman said that he was just a curious monkey who wanted to see Lanka and its king. So Ravan was not happy to hear that. So then finally Hanuman declared that he is the messenger of Ram. He came to search for Sita, and now that he got the found her, he is going to go and report to Ram. And soon Ram will come and destroy Ravan. And he told Ravan that you better give Sita back if you want to survive, because no one can escape from Ram's anger. And in this way he kept on reminding him that return Sita back to Ram if you want to survive. Otherwise your whole country, your whole kingdom will be destroyed. And so hearing that, Ravan became very angry and he ordered to kill Hanuman. He ordered his soldiers to kill Hanuman. So at that time Bibhishan told Ravan that a messenger should not be killed. A messenger can be mutilated, can be flogged, his limbs can be mutilated, he can be flogged, his head can be shaved, and these are the punishments that can be given to a messenger, but a messenger should never be killed. And he also told Ravan that what's the point in killing the messenger? He is not your enemy. Rather you deal with Ram, who is the real enemy. By killing the messenger you are not going to benefit anything. You just deal with the... And so when Ravan was instructed by Bibhishan in this way, then he ordered that the monkeys take great pride in their tail. So burn his tail. So they just wanted, they arranged, they wrapped cloth around Hanuman's tail and put oil in there, and they set it into fire. And Ravan ordered now that burning his tail, he should be taken through the streets of Lanka, so that, and declared that, tell everybody that this is a spy who has been caught. And so this news actually reached Sita. So Sita took great compassion upon Hanuman, and she prayed to Agnidev, if you are pleased with my austerities and worship of you, then please don't burn Hanuman. And Hanuman also felt as if his tail was wrapped with ice, and there was no, he didn't feel any pain or anything. Rather, there was no, rather, instead of heat, he felt a very soothing coolness. And then Hanuman thought that, let me burn all the houses of Lanka. So the first house he approached was Prahasta's house. And he set that house in fire. And this way, one after another, he was jumping from one house to another, setting those houses into fire. And the only house that he spared was Bibhishan's house. Only palace that he spared was Bibhishan's palace. And then after that, Hanuman, at that time, when the whole city of Lanka was burning, Hanuman actually felt, all of a sudden he felt a great concern. He thought, maybe in the fire Sita also will get burned. So thinking that, he immediately came back to that place where Sita was. And also when Hanuman developed his anxiety, and he was about to come to that place, the celestial beings, the Gandharvas and Rishi, the celestial sages, came to Hanuman and gave him the news not to worry about Sita. She is safe. And so Hanuman came and met Sita. Sita again reminded Hanuman that Ram should come to rescue her as soon as possible. And Hanuman assured her that don't worry, I will, if necessary, I will carry Ram and Lakshman on my back and will come to rescue you. Saying that, Hanuman went to the Adishta mountain, and like he took the leap from which mountain? Mahendra mountain. But now he is taking the leap from Adishta mountain. And it has been described that when he leapt, when he jumped from the mountain top, the thrust was so great that the mountain sank and became leveled with the ground. And then all these monkeys, what they were doing, do you remember what the other monkeys were doing? They so that Hanuman would come back quickly, the monkeys told him that they would be standing on one foot until Hanuman returned. So they all were standing on one foot, and from a distance They saw Hanuman coming and they became very excited. And just the way Hanuman returned, they realized that Hanuman must have got the message of Sita. Hanuman must have found Sita. And then Hanuman told them the whole story, what has happened. They all were very excited. And then they decided, why don't we, just few of us go and defeat Ravan and bring Sita. Because we have such powerful monkeys like Angad, and besides that we have Mahinda and Divida. They are the two sons of Ashwini Kumars, and they had been blessed by Brahma that they'll never be defeated in a battle. And with their strength, Sugriv and Bali defeated the demigods at one time. So why should we be afraid of Ravana? Let us go and attack Ravana. So at that time, Jambavan told them that this decision or this kind of plan is not appropriate, because you have been asked to find Sita. Now, don't forget that Ram actually took a vow in front of everybody that he would come and kill Ravan and rescue Sita. So when Jambavan reminded that to them, then they gave up that idea and decided to go back to Ram in Kishkinda. So when they came and gave the news to Ram, Ram was very, very happy. And Ram praised Hanuman, saying, Ram told that there are three kinds of servants. One servant is who does more than what he has been asked to do. He is the first class. The one who does what he has been asked to do is the second class. And the one, in spite of being able to do it, when he doesn't even do what he had been asked to do, is the third class. And he told Hanuman that he was the best of the servants, because he not only brought the message of Sita, he not only found Sita, he caused considerable damage to the enemies. He found out about their strength and weakness, and on top of everything, he caused fear in the heart of Ravana. And in this way, he profusely praised Hanuman, and he expressed his inability to pay his debt back to Hanuman. So this is how the Sundarakanda ends, and then tomorrow we will discuss the most exciting part of Ramayana, the Yuddhakanda, the battle. And this is the conclusion. Not the conclusion, after that it goes on into Uttarkanda that describes. But the Ramayana actually, the ultimate consideration of Ramayana is killing of Ravan and rescuing of Sita. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Palak. Mike?
Ram is the God.
Yeah, give him the mic. Yeah, get the mic. I'm happy to see you, Mr. Mukherjee.
I'm walking now.
Okay, yeah.
Right? I was just wondering, Sri Ram being God, why it was so difficult for him to know where Sita is? He knows everything. Why he has to send Hanumanji to find out where Sita is? Came in my mind.
Yeah, right. Very good question. You see, the Lord performs. Yeah, sit down too. The Lord performs his pastimes, Leela. Leela is something like a drama. The dramas are enacted on the stage to convey some message, convey some teachings. Similarly, the Lord performs his drama to teach others, teach us something. So these leelas are, yes, he is God, he can do anything. Not only he knows everything, he can do anything. For him to kill Ravan is no problem. In a fraction of a moment he can kill millions of Ravans and he can create millions of Ravans. But he enacts these pastimes in order to teach us some lessons and in order to increase our attachment to him. It's like the actors are playing on the stage. The director is there who make the, first of all there is a script writer who writes the script. Then the casting director makes the cast. Then the director directs the movie. Or play. Similarly, the Lord also plays his pastimes. Here, Jogamaya is the director. And the Lord himself, or sometimes Brahma, is the casting director. He decides who will play which role. And eventually, on the stage, the drama is acted. Now, you see, why if the drama creates the excitement, and excitement causes the attachment. Now, if everything was so easy, drama means conflict. If there is no conflict, there cannot be any drama. Right? So, similarly, in the pastimes of the Lord, we see the conflict. The Lord is there and the demon is there, right? The villain. The heroine is there and the heroine is kidnapped. So the conflict is there. If the conflict was not there, then nobody would listen to Ramayana, right? Because everything, Lord can do anything and everything, everybody would have taken it for granted. Well, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is why the Lord actually causes this Leela or enacts his Leela to cause our hearts to become attached to him. And of all the Leelas, his human-like Leelas are the most attractive. Like Krishna Jyotiko Khala, Tar Modhe Noro Leela, Noro Bopu Taharo Sharup. So his human-like pastimes, like Leela Purushottam Krishna and Maryada Purushottam Ramchandra, are his human-like pastimes, and they are the most attractive ones. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Well, she has a question before.
Hare Krishna, before we take the next question, a short announcement. Tomorrow, being Ram Navami, His Holiness Bhaktichara Maharaj will be giving the Ram Katha at 8:30 a.m. Right after Darshanarati, 8:30 a.m. in the auditorium. In the temple hall, there will be Abhishek, Kalash Abhishek. So the Ram Katha tomorrow will be in the auditorium starting at 8:30. It will go up to 11:30, 11:45, something like that. Also in the evening at 4 p.m. His Holiness Radha Govinda Goswami Maharaj will be giving Ram Katha in Hindi in front of the guest house. 4 p.m. in the evening, His Holiness Radha Govinda Goswami. Okay, since this Kalash Abhishek will be there, the entry to auditorium will be in front of the sweet stall, and get to the staircase, go to the first floor, and right in front of Vrindavan Hall there is a gate. From that gate only entry will be there. You enter from the entry opposite to sweet stall, not from the front side entry.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. As you told that when Hanuman entered Lanka, a Rakshasi attacked Hanuman. What was the name of that Rakshasi?
Her name was Lanka personified. Huh? You see, there are, the cities also have personality. They are also persons. So that was that Rakshasi.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, I want to ask that although Ravan knows that Sita will not slander anyone except Ram, then why is praising Sita Mata?
Because he is Ravan. Yes? Okay.
Monkeys can't speak language of human.
Huh?
Monkeys can't speak the language of human, right? Now. So how all those monkeys and particularly Hanumanji communicated with Ravan, Ram and others, humans?
Monkeys also have languages. They also have languages. They speak. Not only monkeys, even the birds speak. Even the insects speak, you know. They have a way of communicating. May not be very advanced speeches, but the thing is, and besides that, these are not ordinary monkeys. These are different demigods appeared to take part in Lord's pastimes.
And secondly, when most of the blessings and boons given by Brahma and Vishnu, Blessings and boons. Given to people, they were misused, right?
Brahma and?
Shiva.
Yeah.
They give boons, but they were mostly misused.
Yeah.
So why can't they stop giving boons, such boons? They are most intelligent.
Then the material nature won't be such an exciting place to be. Then Mataji has a question, give it to her.
Hare Krishna, I could not attend the class yesterday and day before yesterday, Saturday, Sunday. I want to know, just now you described this is a drama, Ramayana is a drama and Sita is a heroine and kidnapped by the villain Ravan and Rama is a hero. I have always questioned whether Ram expressed his love for Sita anywhere in Ramayana, expressed as in written.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yes,
especially when Ravan, when Sita was kidnapped, Ram was crying, shedding tears, like he was expressing his anguish, which is an expression of love.
But could not transfer to Sita.
Could not?
It could not reach to Sita.
Who?
Sita could not feel that whatever Ram was crying or anything, because overtly it was never expressed throughout Ramayana.
Well, there is one part of thing, like, you see, Ramchandra is the Marjada Purushottam. He is establishing the principle of Dharma. And in that pastimes, you know, like there, his attachment to his wife didn't get a very prominent place. Because he is teaching common people the kind of life they should all live. As opposed to that, Krishna's pastimes is as the Leela Purushottam. There, his way of expressing his love for Radharani is very, very clear and open. But then again, also we see that his love for Radharani is very, very clear and expressive. But when he is dealing with his queens, it's not really that open. So in a similar way, Lord Ramchandra, when he's dealing directly with Sita or the Ramayana, is not describing that part of their, you see, intimacy hasn't been very clearly expressed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. As we are aware that Lord Ram was known as Maryada Purushottam Ram, which means that he was an idealist and we must follow in his footsteps. But the only question that bothers me is that knowing that Mata Sita, his wife, was a chaste lady, knowing that why did he leave her at the just to satisfy a third person? And knowing that she was pregnant, so what about his responsibility as a husband or as a father? Because he even did not go to see Love and Kush when they were born. So this is one question which is bothering me. And another important thing is to, in today's present context, any man can quote the example of Sri Ramchandra and say that, okay, because a third person is saying, knowing that his wife is faithful, how far is it correct or is it justified to leave his faithful wife just to satisfy the society or a third person?
Yeah, yeah, that's a very common question actually. It always comes up in the minds of people, why the Lord did that. But the thing is that only Lord can act like that. That's the first consideration. And the second consideration is that, you see, he is enacting this pastime so that our love for him will be increased. Like we see the sacrifice that he is making for our sake. When you study Ramayana, first of all, the scriptures shouldn't be read like that. The scriptures always needs to be explained by a qualified teacher. Like even any other important subjects, can you just take the book and read it? The books must be read under the guidance of a teacher. So when you study Ramayana, scriptures like Ramayana, under the guidance of a qualified teacher, then the teacher actually reminds you that these are the pastimes. You know, it's not that that Ramchandra is an ordinary person, Sita is an ordinary woman. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sita is his eternal consort. There is no question of them becoming separated. But still he is enacting in this way, like a drama on the stage. He is playing this role. Sita is playing certain role in a certain way so that we develop our faith in him, we develop our love for him, and we surrender ourselves unto him. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, I just wanted to know the expressions of Radharani separation in Krishna Prem and Sita Devi separation in Ram's Bhakti. How far they are similar?
What is that? I couldn't get it.
Krishna Prem expressed by in separation of Radharani and Prem Ram Bhakti expressed by Sita Devi in separation. How far they are similar?
They are, they are similar, they're at the same time they are different also. You see, Ramchandra's pastimes is the pastimes in awe and reverence, Aisharja. And Krishna's pastimes with Radharani is pure love, Madhurja. There is two considerations, Aisharja and Madhurja. Awe and reverence and pure love. What we are seeing through Ram, Sita Ram's pastimes is more of an educational, right? Teaching people how to act. And whereas Radha Krishna's prem is more of just pure emotion and love. There you see the expression of their love due to separation is not similar to Sita's separation from Ramchandra. It is a different kind of separation. Like for example, Sita's separation from Ramchandra was caused by Ravan. Sita is not herself going away, or Ramchandra is not herself going away from Sita. Whereas Krishna's separation from the gopis is a voluntary thing. It is not caused by a third party. Right? Like Krishna left Vrindavan. He gave them the promise, I'll come back. And then he doesn't come back. Right? Okay, that's one way of looking at it. The another way of looking at it is, Krishna never left Vrindavan. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He's always there. The gopis are simply feeling that Krishna left. And this was arranged by Krishna, Jogamaya, to simply enhance their love for Krishna. Because love becomes more intense in separation. So to intensify the love, it is. So the difference is, Radha Krishna's pastimes are more of their own emotional exchange, loving exchange directly. Whereas Sitaram's pastimes are educational, to teach us something. Right? Thank you. Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, even yesterday you mentioned that in Ramayana the most recited Kand is Sundar Kand, which tells about the glories of Sri Hanuman. Is there a message hidden, like for us even, like we as a human being with a limited capabilities, to idolize Hanuman, since his aim also is to serve the Supreme Personality Godhead Sri Ram, and we should also idolize Sri Hanuman more, because we cannot idolize Sri Ram more with our limited capabilities. So is there a message hidden in Sundar Kand being recited more and more frequently in our Indian homes these days?
Because ultimate consideration of the Lord's pastimes is devotion, right? He performs his pastimes to increase our love for him, devotion for him. And in this particular chapter, you get to see Hanuman's devotion and Hanuman's ability. Like when somebody wants to serve the Lord, he becomes empowered by the Lord. A devotee can perform most amazing feats by the mercy of the Lord because they want to serve the Lord. So ultimately the purpose of Lord's pastimes is to increase our devotion or to enable us to come to the platform of devotion. That's why Sundar Kanda is so popular.
Right. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna Guruji. I have one question that in Ramayana, when Hanumanji goes to Lanka, there is something that he has one child called Makardwaj.
He has
a child name as Makardwaj.
I couldn't get that.
His child means he went to Lanka and burnt the Lanka. While coming back, he had got a son named as Makardwaj.
He got a son named Makardwaj.
Yes.
Yeah. When?
When he was burning the Lanka.
Hanuman got a son.
Yes.
I didn't know about that.
Means he went to sea. While crossing the sea, he felt that he has a son called as Makardwaj.
So what is your point?
Means how did Makardwaj appeared?
I don't know that. I don't. In Valmiki Ramayana there is no mention of that.
In Sundarkand it is mentioned like this.
Anyway, I mean my understanding is that Hanuman is a brahmachari.
Yes, he is a brahmachari, but he has got a son like this.
How can a brahmachari get a son? Anyway, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.